رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله رسول الله.
The position of the infallible imams.
چون موضوع امامت ریشه و اساس بسیاری از مطالب است، استدعا دارم در این جلسه درباره این موضوع بحث کنید.
در نگاه شیعه امامت اختصاص به عترت پاک رسول الله دارد، ولی از منظر اهل سنت امامت فقط مربوط به مجتهدهایی است که با استنباط خود احکام دین را مشخص می کنند. نکته قابل توجه آن است که اهل سنت اجتهاد را مختص به 4 نفر می دانند و حالان که در میان آنها دانشمندانی که به مراتب از این 4 نفر.
سید سلطان الوائز این شیرازی: What is the difference between your imams and all other imams except that they are related to the prophet?
If you look at the position of the imamate, you will see a clear contrast between the conception of the imamate held by Shias and Sunnis. You good people are aware that the word imam has many meanings. Literally, it means leader. Imam al-Jama'at means one who leads the congregational prayers. He may also be the leader of men in political or spiritual matters. Imam al-Jum'ah means one who leads the Jum'ah prayers. Therefore, the Sunnis, followers of the 4 schools of law, call their leaders imams, such as Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Hanbal. These theologians and jurists are their leaders in religious matters, and they have set forth religious laws based on their research or on their own speculation regarding the lawfulness of actions. Accordingly, when we study the books of jurisprudence of the 4 imams, we find many differences among them concerning the fundamentals of faith and the articles of the practice of the faith. Similarly, all sects have such leaders, and among the Shias, the ulama and jurists hold the same position. With the disappearance of our living imam of the age, they issue legal pronouncements based on their knowledge of the Holy Quran, the authentic sayings of the Prophet, and the apostolic imams. But we do not call them imams because the imamate belongs exclusively to the 12 successors, descendants of the Prophet. There is another difference. The Sunnis later closed the door of ijtihad, striving to interpret the law. From the 5th century after Hijra, when, by order of the king, the opinions formulated by the ulama and jurists were collected, the so-called imamate was confined to the 4 imams and the 4 schools of law, Hanafi, Maliki, Shafi'i, and Hanbali, were established. People were forced to follow one of them, as is the practice at the present time. It is not known on what grounds following one imam is preferable. What characteristics does the imam of the Hanafis possess which the imam of Malikis does not? What characteristics does the imam of the Shafi'is possess which the imam of Hanbalis does not? And if the Islamic world is forced to confine itself to following one of the 4 schools, then the progress of the Muslim community is totally blocked, even though Islam teaches us that we should move forward with the times. To do this, we need the guidance of the ulama. There are many matters in which we should not follow the verdict of a deceased mujtahid, but should turn to the living mujtahid for guidance. Many mujtahids were born later among you who were of higher rank in learning than those 4 imams. I do not know why preference is given to the latter so that none but they may be followed and the right of others ignored. In Shia jurisprudence, mujtahids in every age until the appearance of the holy imam of our time have the right to practice. In regard to new problems, we cannot follow the verdict of a deceased mujtahid.
Since the 4 imams possessed a high degree of devotion to Allah, piety, uprightness, and integrity, along with a vast knowledge of jurisprudence, it has become necessary for us to follow them.
We are not compelled by logic to confine ourselves to follow them alone. Many others of your ulama possessed these same qualities. The restriction to follow them alone is an insult to other ulama of equal merit. We cannot be forced to follow any one person or persons without an authoritative instruction from the Holy Prophet. There is no such authorization by the Prophet about your four imams. So, how can you restrict religion to these four schools of law? It is, however, astonishing that knowing that the progeny of the Prophet are superior to all others, the Sunnis follow Abul Hasan Ash'ari in the fundamentals of Islam and the four imams in the articles of practice of the faith. To follow such a course is due to fanaticism and arrogance. And even if we suppose what you say is true, that your four imams are worthy of your allegiance because they were learned and pious, then why has each of them accused the other of infidelity?
چرا هرچه بر زبانتان می آید می گویید؟ این حرف واقعیت ندارد. هر حرفی که پشت سر امامان ما زده شده از سمت شیعیان است.
معلوم می شود که جناب عالی حتی کتابهای خودتان را هم مطالعه نکرده اید.
Sayyid Sultan al-Waiz in Shirazi, you are very unkind. You say whatever comes to mind. You malign our imams. This statement is a lie. If anything has been said against them, it is from the Shia ulama. From our side, nothing has been said against them. We have shown them respect.
You apparently haven't read your ulama's books. Your own distinguished ulama have written books concerning their rejection. Even the four imams have charged one another with violating divine laws.
Who are those ulama? What are their statements?
The companions of Abu Hanifa, Ibn Hajar, Ali ibn Ahmad Andalusi, who died in year 456 after Hijra, and others have always censured Imam Malik and Muhammad ibn Idris Shafi'i. Similarly, the companions of Imam Shafi'i, like Imam al-Haramain, Imam Ghazali, and others have condemned Abu Hanifa and Malik.
يا سيدي يا سيدي يا عصمة الأثيم والجاه يا سيدي يا قاسم الجنة والنار.